Hello and welcome to the unofficial Bozizure Senior Hockey League podcast. This is episode 44. Corey,
yes,
we were under the weather over the weekend, so
we didn't
get to a ton of games, but we did. You got to a couple.
Yep.
I only got to one, and I was barely there. Let's start with Friday.
Friday night, River Valley beat Miramichi 5-1. Goal scorers were Adam Crow, 2 goals, 3 points. David Brewer, 1 goal, 2 points. Benji Curtis, 1 goal. And Brady Patterson, 1 goal. For Miramichi, Brandon Milson got 1 goal.
Not the most exciting game to be at.
No, it was, I don't know why, but this game wasn't, it was kind of boring.
Yeah, not very hard hitting. The Lumberjacks looked good, though.
Yeah.
The Northmen just didn't look like they had the energy.
No. Don't know why, but it happens.
Saturday was a whole different game, it would appear.
Yep. River Valley did beat Miramichi 4-3 in overtime. Goal scorers, John Hardy, 1 goal, 2 points. Adam Crow, 1 goal. Brett McLean, 1 goal. Kenny Robinson, 1 goal, and Miramichi's Kennedy Gallant, 1 goal, 2 points. Nolan Allward, 1 goal, and Bryce Milson, 1 goal.
How do you feel about River Valley right now?
They look like they're world beaters. Roxanne Merle Young's stream did not go the best. I caught the end of the game. Somebody else started streaming. And you guys had stopped watching because it wasn't possible to watch. Someone really should give Roxanne the password when she's in Doketown because, you know, people want to see it if you can't make it to it. River Valley, they fought back. They tied it up and they won in overtime on the power play. Your reaction was like, get out. No way. Like, you were shocked.
I couldn't believe they came back. It just says a lot about that team. I mean, you've got to think about this team that lost. I mean, I would love to say arguably, but they lost their best player to an elbow injury in Peter Traynor. And now you've got Brewer stepping up and you just got all these guys playing so hard.
Yep.
God, I don't know, man. You'd think that Miramichi would be the favorites with Traynor out. But River Valley's just got heart, and they're a team that, I don't know, I wouldn't put it past them to win this whole thing. So I'm not shocked.
No.
And I was frustrated to miss Saturday because it got rough, and I knew it was going to get rough. It's inevitable. Yeah. These two teams do not like each other.
Yeah. Friday's the next game. You're going to be there. I'm missing it. I got a wrestling show. Better be recording that one.
I'll be sure to be, Roxanne will be live on Friday. We won't be live, but we'll be recording the full game and I'll put I kind of like what we did on Friday where we threw up a like full game in 60 minutes where I edited out all the stoppages and stuff.
Yeah.
I watched that back. I kind of enjoyed that. So maybe I'll do that again.
All right. So the other game on Saturday,
the whole game, even if you're not there, Corey,
there you go. The other game on Saturday was Dalhousie beating Shippigan. Dalhousie goal scorers were Jesco Bernard, 1 goal, 2 points. Pascal Valcourt, 1 goal, 2 points. Jeremy Leblanc, 1 goal. And Daniel Khatib. Did I say that right?
I think so.
He got 1 goal. The goal scorers for Shippigan were Charles-Antoine Alain, 2 goals, and Billy Bezo, 1 goal. This game went to triple overtime.
I talked to a lot of people that were at that game, and they were all exhausted. Man, triple overtime. You got to love it. What kind of heart by Shippigan to try to battle back in this series?
Yeah, Shippigan is a good team. You know, they're a good team. Just
the fact that they defeated Trackety is impressive. Dalhousie is that team. They've got so much depth. So in reality, they're probably the favorites to take everything.
Yeah.
But credit to Shippigan, triple overtime. Yeah, it's really something. Sunday, you were at the game.
Sunday, Dalhousie beat Shippigan 5-2 to eliminate the Shippigan Marchand. The goal scorers were Ryan Mockler. He had a hell of a game. 2 goals, 4 points. Pascal Valcourt, 1 goal, 2 points. Jonathan Doucet, 1 goal, 2 points. Jeremy Leblanc, 1 goal. And Shipigan's Luke Williams got 2 goals, eliminating the Shipigan Marchand.
Let's talk about the Marchand a bit.
Yeah.
A hardworking team, a team that I personally enjoyed watching play a fair bit.
Yeah.
They have some players that I really do like to watch.
Yeah.
Patrick Jones being one of them, friend of the podcast, great guy.
Absolutely. One of the nicest guy we met this year.
We didn't get to that rink until late in the season.
Yes.
And now I think the podcast has been like 5 games in Shipigan in the last like month and a half or something.
Yeah.
It's become one of our favorite rinks.
It really has. It's a good place. It's a nice place to stream. You know, you get there and they know who you are and they're like, you need something, you need a table, where you want to set up. So there's that respect factor there. I don't know. It's sad to see Shipigan go. At the end of the day, Dalhousie, just the depth and everything, you know, there's no shame to losing to the best team.
So you're saying Dalhousie is the best team?
I do. I think Dalhousie is just the way that they cycle the puck, just everything. Whoever wins between Miramichi and River Valley, I think it'll be a good game because I think they both have a good chance to prove themselves against Dalhousie.
I think for different reasons. I think Miramichi has a lot of grit and a lot of skill. And I think that could be a downfall for Dalhousie. They're not necessarily a very gritty team. River Valley works their ass off. They're, I think, the only team to beat Dalhousie twice in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
When you only play a team twice and beat them both times, it says something. I don't care who wins between Miramichi and River Valley, frankly. I'm happy for Dalhousie. We've got a lot of friends in Dalhousie. Mm-hmm. They've been amazing to us. So congratulations to them on making it to the final. Well-deserved. Mm-hmm. And we can't wait to get back there.
Absolutely. And that'll be in a couple of weeks. Game 7.
We're break.
Yeah. The finals, we're going to try to be there at every single game.
Absolutely.
So we're going to wait until Wednesday's show, or Thursday, I should say, to give Shipigan their flowers, because Corey right now is recording off his phone. He's got a big night tonight.
I'm going to see Sitting Color. I love Sitting Color, one of my favorite bands. They're playing at the Avenir Center in Moncton tonight. So I'm currently, this is podcast dedication. I'm recording this on my cell phone on my lunch break at work in a parking lot in Moncton. So you do what you got to do.
Yep. Soldier on. So it's going to be a smaller show today because Corey is on his lunch break. So we're going to let him go eat. But Corey, there anything else you want to mention?
You know, I think that's about all that we have. You're the one that was at more games this weekend. Do you have anything? François Mazerolle. Scary hit.
When I saw that, I had the camera on. I was doing the live stream. I kept the camera on him. When I saw the stretcher, I had to look away out of respect for the player. Weirdly enough, he bought one of the BSHL hoodies. So we gave that to him on that night. And he gets... He did skate back on the ice for the handshake. He had a nod on his head. So speedy recovery to him. You hate to see that. I don't think it was a malicious hit.
No.
But, man, you hate to see that.
It seemed from the stream, I rewound it and watched it a couple times. It looked like he was hit. I think that the guy that hit him was Peltier, right?
Yeah.
Bob Peltier is not a guy who's going to be maliciously hitting people, I don't think. Just not that kind of guy.
Yeah.
He was far from the boards when he got hit, and he kind of tumbled into them and landed headfirst. It was scary. Glad that he's okay, apparently. You know, I think it just needed to be mentioned that, you know, speedy recovery to François Mazerolle.
Absolutely.
And, anything else to add, Corey?
I think that's pretty much it.
It's the shortest episode we've done in a long time.
Yeah. You got to do what you got to do, right?
Got to do what you got to do. All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll be back on Thursday.
Yep.
Take care.
Take care.
I stole your line. You like that? Jesus.
No, I don't.
See you soon.
Take care.